嗨，大家好，开言新春四重礼瓜分十万现金的活动已经正式开始了。1月29日起到2月19日，购买或者续费开言会员，100%会得到最高200元的现金红包，同时还可以参与瓜分10万元现金大奖，成为开言锦鲤。另外，新老会员还可以参与新年意志力挑战活动，打卡300天，全额返1年学费。大家快到我们的公众号上参与吧，公众号就是开言英语。
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Hi guys, this is Jenny, and you're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你
And you're listening to Jenny's friend Adam.
And today we are here to talk about...
Dun-da-da-da! New Year!
Chinese New Year.
Oh, right.
就是春节快要到了啊，所有的朋友们应该已经归心似箭或者很想出去玩儿。但今天呢，我们要来研究一个非常关键的问题。
Okay.
就是我们快要过年了嘛。那这个过年especially 这个过
Right.
用英文要怎么来表达呢？
Okay, so here's a tip. It's not go year.
Go
through the year.
Go through crossover the
crossover
year.
The year Right, there are lots of words that we can use in English to describe this very thing.
对，就是这个动词，这个 action 啊，过年。
Right.
好，那今天我们所有分享的关键词呢，都会在微信推送里，大家可以关注我们的公众号开言英语去获取。好，那说到过年这个动词之前呢，我们先来说名词部分好了，这个年，春节，中国年。
Wow, okay, so there's a lot. So we've got Spring Festival.
春节、Spring Festival.
Not Spring Vegetable, very different thing.
你有听到人说 Spring Vegetable?
I sure have.
口误吧应该是 Spring Festival.
Right.
所以中国的很多传统节日比如中秋节、都是用 Festival.
Most of them. They're all festivals, but、some of them aren't happy festivals.、
比如清明。
Right, yeah. But the rest of them, you could say Mid-Autumn Festival,
Festival
Dragon Boat Festival.
Festival, 对。因为 Festival 就是有一种大家一起欢庆、很欢乐的气氛。
Right.
OK, 那除了 Spring Festival, 当然还有一个很形象的词就是
Chinese New Year?
对、Chinese New Year.、如果我要区别就是中国新年和、西方新年的话、我们可以说、
I guess in that case, you could call the Western New Year、the Western New Year?
Western New Year.
Yeah, Western New Year and Chinese New Year.
或者还有就是说 Lunar New Year.、Right?
Yes, that's Chinese, right?
Chinese,、对 Lunar Calendar,、
right.
就是我们的、阴历。
Right,、but we don't say the Solar New Year.
对，好，那接下来我们就来看今天很关键的这个动词，过年的过。我第一个想到过年其实想到词是 spend.
Okay, so that's interesting because you were talking about verbs. And、then when you think about spend, you're usually either spending money or spending time.
Time, exactly.
Yeah.
Which you do both during Chinese New Year.
Sure do.
You spend a lot of money during Chinese New Year.
Yeah. So,、you know, I guess the question that would come to my mind, or a good question you could ask is,How do you spend Chinese New Year?
就是你春节怎么过、你怎么过年
Right.
对，因为 spend 包括过这个词都有一种就不是一下下是 maybe over 现在我们有一周的假期嘛 right?
right. So, you know, you have a whole week.、how do you spend that week?Where do you spend that week?
Oh, right. That's also an important question. 因为现在人口流动性很大嘛，很多朋友回老家
Right.
Visit their parents, go back to their hometown.
Well, there's an order, right? To the first night you, or the second night you visit so-and-so. And the third night you visit that other person.
Based on tradition.
Right.
对，是有这样一个 order 啊。So, how are you spending New Year? Where are you spending New Year? 都可以。
Right.
那除了 spend 以外呢，另外一个可能用的更多的动词就是 to
celebrate.
对
Okay, so that you know when spend, you can spend it happily, or you can spend it kind of like
alone.
Yeah, so spend is very very neutral in that sense. Whereas celebrate, of course, is celebrate.
对，就是 you celebrate a festival. It's very happy, right?
Very happy!
庆祝 Yeah, so we're celebrating Chinese New Year.
Right.
就光说这句话就让你很开心。
Yeah.
Yeah. Come to our Chinese New Year celebration.
And celebrate with us.
对，所以 celebration 就是名词、啊。好，那接下来我们来看一个很正式的，而且就很庄严，很就是很 solemn 的一个词。
Are you talking about observe?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's pretty solemn. Think about like the Pope.
Observe, 它有一个意思是观察，是不是？You observe and you learn. 但它还有一个意思就是讲到一些就 traditional、
right.
传统的这个
We continue these traditions.
Exactly.
And yes, they often are very solemn.
对，就是里面有there's a high level of respect.
Mm-hmm.
你要很尊重这个传统。
And I guess that makes sense because as every single Chinese friend I have ever had has always reminded me, China has 5,000 years of history.
对，是的。但是我觉得总体而言就是春节还是一个 very happy occasion,、
mm-hmm.
所以就不太建议大家用Observe 这个词
Yeah
对、
Maybe if you really want to use this word Like if you're dying to use it You could just say that like We celebrate Spring Festival By observing certain traditions
Ah,、oh, you observe certain traditions
like again, like we mentioned before Like going to visit whatever relative、oh, on day 3 And doing this on day 4
是所以 observe traditions 就有一个就是传承保持然后继承这种传统对吧 Make、
yeah.
sure the younger generations also understand、
yeah.
these traditions
right.
好那从一个很 formal 的词我们来看一个特别简单特别口语的词
Oh these are my favorite ones、Yeah okay so get ready for this This is gonna blow your mind What are you doing for Spring Festival?
So just doing, right?
Yeah. And this is a very common question here、for our holiday season, Christmas, New Year's.、Christmas, we might say, where are you spending Christmas? But New Year's, especially New Year's Eve, we almost always say, what are you doing for New Year's?
Oh, what
Because a lot of people never have plans or they never make plans, 、
yeah.
so they want to know your plans.、Hey, what are you doing for、New Year's?
Okay, 所以这介词就是 for.
For, yeah.
What are you doing for New Year's?、
Right.
这个 what are you doing for Chinese New Year?、也是说比如你是会回老家会出去旅游、
right.
会对就是你要有很多的 plan,
right.
action.
Right. So, I mean, out of all of the words we've talked about today, they're all great words,、
hmm.
but this is the one that I would probably say the most.
Okay, what are you doing?
What are you doing for Chinese New Year?
Okay, 好那现在还没到春节但是很快了、It's just around the corner. 所以我们大家都怀着一种特别期待特别兴奋的心情、啊、
Okay, yes, looking forward to Chinese New Year.
对我现在 super looking forward.
Super looking forward to.
哎，超级期待英语怎么说啊、
Well, really looking forward to is the best.
对就不要说 I super looking forward.I'm super looking.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
it kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
sounds cute.
It sounds cute. Yeah, I think if your goal is to sound very cute, then say, I'm super looking forward. But if you just want to sound very like, natural, I'm really looking forward to.
对好、and you're probably also getting ready for Chinese New Year.
Yeah, there's so much to do.
There's a lot of prep work, right?
Yes.
特别是如果你要 travel 啊、就是春运大军你要 go back to your hometown、
mm-hmm.
or maybe you're traveling somewhere else.
Right.
There's the, you know, the logistics of getting there.
Yep, tickets.
Yeah.
Sure.
现在你还没有 tickets 可能就太晚了吧。或者 packing or just buying things, buying gifts for everyone.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. We should mention very, very quickly, you did say prep work,、
mm-hmm.
which basically meansPreparation,
yeah.
But we also said getting ready. So getting ready for and preparing for. Getting ready just sounds more common, natural.
Okay. 好，那最后我们要看的两个词呢，就是可以在大年三十，狗年即将过去，猪年马上就要来到的时候用。
Oh, like you mean like 10 seconds away?
Yeah, or 1 hour away.
I guess, yeah, exactly. So the point is we are always counting down to New Year's.
对, so the countdown.
Usually the countdown is 10 seconds, right?
But not 1 hour.
But they put it on. You know, the time will be on the wall, right? They will say 1 hour until New Year's, but people usually start counting down at 10.
Okay, so the verb is to count down.
Right.
And the noun is...
Countdown.
Countdown. Mm. Oh. 好,那,诶,还有一个在北美很常用的词是 ring in the new year.
Mm, yeah, that's a good one. I mean, it's a great phrase to use. Obviously, it comes from actual ringing, like ringing bells.
对,这个 ring 就是敲,对,铃。
Yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't need to...have anything to do with bells. It just means, you know, welcome the new year. But I don't know. It might be interesting to use in a Chinese context because you guys don't use bells. You use firecrackers.
但是现在很多地方我们也不放
firecrackers. Okay, well, maybe bells. You can replace them with... Get 1.5 billion people to start ringing bells at the same time.
Or just our mobile phones.
Yes.
什么抖音的音乐。好,那我们今天的节目就到这儿。So what are you guys doing for Chinese New Year? How are you going to spend it? Are you going back? Are you going home? Or are you going somewhere new? Come and let us know in today's comments.谢谢大家收听我们今天的节目看言英语也跟大家一起 looking forward, really looking forward
super to, really
to the new year. Okay, we'll see you next time. 再见
Bye guys.